Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Bean Book by Steve Sando, written with Julia Newbery. It is a contemporary cookbook and reference guide built around dried beans, with a special focus on heirloom varieties associated with Rancho Gordo. Part technique manual and part recipe collection, it aims to help home cooks treat beans as a central ingredient rather than a backup pantry staple. The book introduces a wide range of bean types and explains how their flavor, texture, and size affect cooking and final dishes. It also provides practical, kitchen-tested methods for cooking beans using different tools, including standard stovetop approaches as well as options like pressure cookers and slow cookers. From there, the book expands into a broad set of recipes that use cooked beans in many forms, including soups, stews, salads, dips, sides, and more substantial main dishes. Along the way, Sando connects bean cookery to agricultural biodiversity and the culinary history of beans in the Americas, reinforcing why variety matters for both taste and food culture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bean varieties as ingredients, not commodities. A defining contribution of the Bean Book is its insistence that beans are not interchangeable. Sando spotlights many bean varieties, with special attention to heirloom types popularized through Rancho Gordo, and frames them the way a good produce guide treats tomatoes or apples. Each has a distinct personality. The practical implication is that variety influences everything from cooking time to brothiness, skin tenderness, and whether a bean holds its shape in a salad or melts into a creamy stew base. This is also where the book intersects with Rancho Gordo's broader mission to promote genetic diversity in a crop indigenous to the Americas. Instead of presenting bean cooking as a single formula, the book encourages cooks to notice sensory cues, especially texture and flavor, and then choose recipes that match those traits. Importantly, the approach is not limited to specialty sourcing. The book is frequently described as adaptable, with recipes and guidance that can work with supermarket beans when heirloom options are unavailable. The overall message is ingredient literacy, knowing what you bought, how it behaves, and what it wants to become once it hits the pot. Secondly, multiple reliable methods for cooking beans well. The Bean Book treats basic bean cookery as foundational knowledge, not an afterthought. It lays out core techniques for turning dried beans into something flavorful and properly textured, then extends that guidance across multiple cooking methods. Readers are given a framework that includes traditional stovetop cooking and also common modern approaches such as pressure cooking and slow cooking, with clay pot cooking discussed as another option. This matters because beans are often avoided due to uncertainty whether to soak, how to prevent toughness, and how to time them for weeknight meals. By offering more than one pathway, the book helps cooks choose a method that fits their schedule and equipment. The emphasis is on consistency and confidence, so that a pot of beans becomes a dependable starting point for many meals, beyond the mechanics of doneness. The book also supports better flavor development through smart seasoning practices and the use of aromatics, which is crucial for making beans taste complete rather than merely nutritious. The result is a practical toolbox once you can cook beans well. The rest of the book's recipes become easier to execute and easier to improvise from. Thirdly, a recipe collection that treats beans as versatile across courses, rather than confining beans to a narrow category of soups and chili, the Bean Book uses more than 100 recipes to show how cooked beans can anchor meals in many different ways. The recipe range is commonly described as spanning dips, soups, salads, mains, sides, and even desserts, which reframes beans as a flexible building block similar to grains or pasta. The collection includes both familiar comfort dishes and more inventive combinations. And it moves between meat-inclusive and plant-forward cooking without forcing a single dietary identity. This balanced positioning broadens the audience. Vegetarians and vegans can treat beans as a primary protein, while omnivores can use them to build hearty stews, braises, and casseroles. Specific examples highlighted in public descriptions include dishes like Napa Valley cassoulet and southwestern Chile con carne on the meatier side. Alongside vegan and vegetarian recipes, such as a white bean soup with fennel and potato, and a dish often referred to as pizza beans. The practical takeaway is repetition without boredom. If you keep a pot of beans in the fridge, the book offers many credible ways to turn it into something new. Fourthly, history and culture as context for better cooking. The Bean Book does more than tell readers what to cook, it explains why beans matter. The introductory material is noted for including history of beans in the Americas and for placing modern bean enthusiasm within a longer culinary and agricultural story. That context supports a deeper understanding of why certain preparations exist, why specific flavor pairings are common, and why regional traditions developed around particular bean types. The cultural lens also reinforces a central idea associated with Rancho Gordo: protecting and celebrating diversity in beans is not only about novelty, but about preserving foodways and agricultural resilience. For readers, the benefit is twofold. First, cooking becomes more intuitive when you understand the logic behind traditional pairings and techniques. Second, the story adds meaning to an everyday ingredient, making the act of cooking beans feel connected to something larger than a single meal. This kind of contextual writing is a hallmark of strong ingredient-focused cookbooks, and it helps the bean book function as a reference that can be revisited, not just a set of one-off recipes. The history is used to deepen appreciation, not to distract from practicality. Lastly, making bean-centered cooking easier through pantry strategy and flexibility. Bawa, a recurring barrier to cooking beans is not taste but planning what to keep on hand, how to build flavor quickly, and how to avoid a kitchen full of obscure items. The Bean Book addresses that reality with practical guidance beyond recipes, including pantry suggestions for cooks who want to rely on beans more often. This positions the book as a lifestyle guide for bean-friendly cooking rather than a collection of special occasion projects. Another important feature frequently noted in descriptions is flexibility. While the book draws authority from Rancho Gordo's deep experience with heirloom beans, it does not require exclusive access to them. It commonly suggests a more easily obtainable substitute bean when a specific variety is mentioned, which helps readers apply the recipes using whatever they can source. That substitution mindset also encourages experimentation. Once you know how a creamy bean differs from a firm, salad-ready bean, you can swap intentionally rather than randomly. Combined with the multiple cooking methods, this makes bean cookery fit a range of households, from those with pressure cookers and busy schedules to those who prefer slow simmering on weekends. The overall effect is empowerment beans become a consistent, adaptable part of everyday meals. In conclusion, the Bean Book is best suited to home cooks who want to cook more dried beans and do it with confidence. Whether they are curious beginners or experienced cooks who have been stuck in a limited rotation of chili and soup. It is also a strong match for readers who care about ingredient quality and biodiversity and want to understand what makes one bean variety different from another. Practically, the book delivers two major benefits: reliable methods for cooking beans using different tools, and a large set of recipes that prevent bean fatigue by showing how the same ingredient can become dips, salads, stews, sides, and substantial mains. Intellectually, it adds helpful context through culinary history and a clear argument for paying attention to variety, which elevates the topic beyond thrift and nutrition. Compared with many legume cookbooks, it stands out for its ingredient focus, the breadth of applications, and its link to a real sourcing and cooking culture built around Rancho Gordo. The guidance is also positioned as usable even without specialty beans, which keeps it accessible. For anyone trying to eat more plant-forward meals, stretch a grocery budget without sacrificing flavor, or simply cook smarter with pantry staples, it offers a comprehensive, visually appealing roadmap that can influence daily cooking habits. If you would like to support Steve Sando, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.